Batman was born in a 1939 comic book. It was Frank Miller who developed his darker, modern-day incarnation in the 1980s. Miller is a pioneer of the graphic novel, a grown-up version of the old-time comic book. It's a form that's taken off around the world. Go to any neighborhood bookstore these days and you'll find whole shelves devoted to international graphic novels, from Japanese manga to European art comics. North Country Public Radio's Brian Mann has this report.
Manga comics are a little hard to describe. These illustrated serials from Japan with their big-eyed, heavily stylized characters range over every conceivable genre. There's sci-fi and horror manga, but there's also high school melodrama and grown-up romance.
I remember when I saw my first yaoi title, which is a subgenre that's based on relationships between gay males.
Milton Greet publishes an influential online comics trade journal called ICV2.
And I thought, well, that's a pretty narrow market, but that category has actually done quite well here in the States.
It turns out yaoi is a hit among women readers. According to Greep, there were more than 1,500 different manga titles published in the U.S. last year, a 25% rise over the year before. That's a clip from the animated version of a popular manga series called Honey and Clover that reads sort of like the TV show Friends.
Manga is off the charts.
Heidi McDonald blogs about graphic novels for Publishers Weekly, a trade magazine that tracks book trends. She says the Japanese invasion has helped pry open American markets to authors and illustrators from other parts of the world.
Marjane Satrapi is definitely with Persepolis. She's definitely one who has had a huge breakthrough commercially and critically.
Persepolis is the story of an Iranian girl and her expat life in France. The black-and-white graphic novel was translated into English and made into a film that was nominated for an Academy Award.
Je devins très vite un centre d'intérêt pour les marginaux du lycée. Il y avait Momo, Thierry, Olivier et Eve.
Dini Thelman is a senior editor at Simon & Schuster and co-founder of an online magazine called Words Without Borders. She says this kind of success is rare in America, where readers have grown more insular.
I think all of us were frustrated with the limited opportunities to publish work in translation, and I think there was a closing of the door since the 70s when, you know, sort of international film, international art, all this stuff was hip.
Only about 2% of books published in the U.S. are works in translation, but in the graphic novels business, more than half the titles sold here are foreign language imports. Artist Charles Babarian is co-creator of the Monsieur Jean books, which won the top international comics prize last year. He says trying to crack the American market is just good business. A bigger audience here will help him finance more ambitious projects.
Selling books like Monsieur Jean gives us that kind of freedom and, of course, encourages the publishers to work with us.
The Monsieur Jean stories are already bestsellers in Europe. Imagine a French version of an early Woody Allen film. Isaac Cates came to get an autograph.
I gotta say, I find it very natural to read, and I've never been to Paris, but the setting certainly isn't forming any kind of barrier for me. It's, you know, Monsieur Jean thinks about having a kid. You know, that's the sort of thing that we all think about.
Graphic novels enjoy some big advantages over other kinds of foreign lit. You can read one in a couple of hours, and blogger Heidi McDonald says the visual ideas in comic books cross cultural lines more easily.
The issues of translation don't necessarily matter as much in some ways because, you know, you have the pictures to tell the story. It isn't as much of an issue in a lot of ways as with a poet, for instance, where translating it is about the hardest thing possible.
Industry experts say the mainstreaming of foreign graphic novels is also being driven by a bigger trend, the explosion in sales for all graphic novels. Bookstores sold more than $370 million worth of these oversized comics last year. That's a fourfold increase over 2001. For NPR News, I'm Brian Mann.